Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of us for every ibadah that we've made, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full reward of it. And we make in dua also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that whatever ibadah we do, inshallah, it must be only for the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, only Allah himself will become our reward, inshallah, in this world and the hereafter. Ameen. So one of the verses that was recited last night is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks and says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me and I will remember you. So Mufassirin write and mention, and they say that the remembrance of Allah may be accomplished by the way of the heart, the tongue, and also by practical obedience through his commandments. And from amongst them, abstaining from sin also falls under the umbrella of remembrance. So a person who abstains from sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's also basically remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he too will fall under this ayat of where we will remember Allah and Allah will remember us. Some of us sitting of the opinion that every person who is obedient to Allah is also remembering Allah in a different way. But this is also a form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person is obedient towards Allah. Thereafter, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports in a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that to recite subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, and takbir of Allahu Akbar is more beloved to Allah than everything upon which the sun shines. So in the month of Ramadan, we are encouraged to pursue different ways of ibadah, from nafil salah to Quran tilawat, etc. So even dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that dhikr again, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. Performance of these types of dhikr, inshallah, it will be such that nothing, everything upon which the sun shines can never match to the reward of this dhikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read this form of dhikr, inshallah. Even if a person had to recite it alone, a person only makes the dhikr of subhanallah, or a person only makes the dhikr of la ilaha illallah, or a person only makes the dhikr of Allahu Akbar, those two, inshallah, there is hope for reward, inshallah. Then in another hadith, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates, and he says that I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that which is the best form of dhikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has chosen the words that he has given his angels to say, and that is the dhikr of subhanallahi wa bihamdi. This is the dhikr of the malaika, that is subhanallahi wa bihamdi. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to also implement this, inshallah. After the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah speaks about gratitude. There are so many bounties we have been given, yet unfortunately we don't really appreciate it, nor do we acknowledge it. For us, we feel the greatest bounty in our life is wealth, or the ability to do things, that money can do. But we fail to realize every ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, from the ability to see, to the ability to hear, the ability to walk, the ability to speak, to hold, to grasp, and so much more. All these are great bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we don't really acknowledge it. May Allah forgive us all and give us the tawfiq to constantly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in a hadith that a person who says Alhamdulillah, this is in fact the crown of gratitude. So a person who says Alhamdulillah, this is in fact the crown of gratitude. So whenever you get a ni'mat from the side of Allah, whatever you have, whatever bounty Allah has given you, always show gratitude to Allah. Always praise Allah and thank Allah. Alhamdulillah, I could not have gotten this bounty from Allah had it not been for Allah. This is how a Muslim's life must be, that constantly, whenever we have something, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sabr. Now, the literal meaning of sabr means to stop or prevent. And Mufassirin and commentators of the Quran mention, and they say, it applies to three forms of connotations. And the first one being where a person applies himself to obedience and worship. This is a form of sabr. The second one being a person prevents himself from falling into sin. And the third one is to persevere and to be patient at the time of difficulty in a way that you are content with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, normally we interpret sabr to apply only to the third category, but it is a common factor in suppression of desire and abstention from sin. A person is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is making some form of sabr because he could have been doing something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a prevention from falling into sin. If a person is about to commit sin and he adopts sabr and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am stopping myself, I am making sabr from falling into the sin, then this also is a form of sabr. So, and the ultimate one is where a person perseveres through any calamity or loss of a loved one or whatever it may be. That's why when you look at the people of Palestine, you'll see they're always making sabr. No matter what, you know, their kids are being blown apart. Their family members are being lost and killed and tortured. Yet you'll always find them shouting and chanting, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. And they make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their guardian. And they leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their form of sabr. So at the end of the day, if you could nail all three, then you will definitely become the beloved of Allah, and His mercy will be with you in attendance. As in Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the patient ones will get full reward without any reservation whatsoever. So when a person adopts sabr, then automatically now he will become fully encapsulated with the mercy of Allah. This is the month for us to practice on sabr. This is the month for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So use these forms of dhikr, use these forms of sabr, inshallah, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this Ramadan is yours. You have an opportunity to make it the best Ramadan ever. This Ramadan will not become the best ever for you by someone else. It can only be achieved by you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Jazakallah.